The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzaditzes Amud Beis. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis says the following. Rav Mordechai asked Rava a question. Omid Rishus HaRabim, if a person has a pillar standing in Rishus HaRabim, Gavoya Yud V'Rochav Dalet, it is 10 Tfachim tall and it is 4 Tfachim wide, and V'Zorak V'Nochal Gabav, he threw something and it landed on top of the pillar. Mahu, what is the halacha? Miyam Rinan, do we say, Hare Akira Be'Isser, Hare Anocha Be'Isser, since he uprooted it from Rishus HaRabim. And it landed on the top of the pillar, which has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, so he has everything he needs to have a bona fide Ma'isa HaYitzah and have a Chiyuv, Oidilma, or do you say, Kim the Makam Petur Ka'asya, since it went through a Makam Petur, it is therefore not Chayiv. What does it mean it went through a Makam Petur? This is a important difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. A Rishus HaRabim above 10 Tvachim is not considered Rishus HaRabim anymore. Rishus HaYochid is Oyla Adler Rekia. Rishus HaYochid goes up until Shemaim. If a person has a telephone pole sticking out of his yard and something lands on top of the pole, it's as if it's in his yard because Rishus HaYochid, Oyla Adler Rekia, a private domain, is for all practical purposes, even above the mechitzas, even above the fence or the walls around it, it still retains the din of Rishus HaYochid, as opposed to Rishus HaRabim, which the din of Rishus HaRabim only applies from under 10 Tfachim. But above 10 Tvachim is considered a Makam Petur. A Makam Petur is not a domain that has a Chiyav on Shabbos. So if the item would actually come to rest above 10 Tvachim Rishus HaRabim, it would not have the Chiyav of Hetzah. However, over here we're talking about that the person threw it. He's standing in Rishus HaRabim. He had picked it up and he threw it. It went into the air and it landed on top of this pillar. So it left a Rishus HaRabim. It traveled above 10 Tvachim. And it landed on top of a Rishus HaYochid. So do we say, since the item traveled through a Makam Petur, so even though I had an Akir Rishus HaRabim and a Hanoch Rishus HaYochid, which technically would be a Ma'isa HaYitzah, that's only if it went directly from one to the other. But if it went through a Makam Petur, then it would be Potter. Well, we say no. Since I had the Akira in a Rishus HaRabim and the Hanoch Rishus HaYochid, we don't care that it traveled through a Makam Petur. Tosfos asks a question from a Gemara in the beginning of the first parak. The Gemara says in Davov Amud Aleph, "Hamoitzi mechanus leplatya derech stiv," a person who removes an object from a store into the marketplace through a kind of stepping area, mean to say sort of a carmelis between the store and Rishus HaRabim, he is going to be chayiv. Why? Because he had taken it out of Rishus HaYochid and he had put it in Rishus HaRabim. And he had not stopped in the middle. So we don't care that he went through something that's equivalent to a third rishus. It does not make any difference to the question. Once a person has an akira in one rishus and an anocha in another rishus of chiyuv, even though he went in the middle through a rishus that is not a bona fide rishus, it doesn't matter. So why is the Gemara having a question over here that it should have a din since it went through a makam tur, it should be potter? We see from the sugi over there that it should be chayiv. That's the question that Tosfos asks. Tosfos answers that over there it was done in one perpetual motion. It did not stop in the middle. Over here we're talking about, says Tosfos, that the throw had not had enough power, enough energy to actually come to land on top of the Amud. He had actually thrown it upward, and when it got to the highest point of the throw, it sort of fell back down and landed onto the pillar. That means that the item had not landed through a direct koyach, a direct energy of the person throwing it. Rather, it had landed through gravity. So do you say that since it's a second koyach, it's not directly his koyach, so it's going to be potter? Or do you say no, still, lemaisa, it left the makom chiyuv of Rishus HaRabim, and it ended up in a makom chiyuv of Rishus HaYochid. So we do not care that it had been in the air in a makom tur, and it did not come directly through his koyach. The Rashba brings Tosfos' question, and he brings a different answer b'shem the Ramban. And the Ramban answers in the following way. The Ramban says that halacha that we said in the first parak, that if a person takes something out of one rishus, let's say rishus ayochet, and he brings it to rishus a rabbin by going through a makom patur, that's only if it had left and it had entered a rishus that's a bona fide rishus ad l'rakia, till the sky. But when you have a pillar, even though the size of the pillar are 10 tefachim tall, since you do not actually see the mechitzos, the walls around the enclosure over here that's on the top, that's not going to have the din of Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad L'Rakia. You are not going to have the halacha that it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. So technically what's happening is that I have a pillar sitting in Rishus HaRabim. The pillar itself is a Rishus HaYochid. However, since the pillar extends above, or almost above, 10 tefachim, so anything that's landing on it is already in the airspace that's above 10 tefachim. And since you do not have the din of Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad L'Rakia, if you do not have real mechitzos, if you do not actually see an enclosure of 10 tefachim, you only have them under the platform, you do not see them above, you're not surrounded by them, therefore you're not going to have din of Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad L'Rakia. So you're going to have over here a Rishus HaYochid only on the surface itself. But the airspace above that Rishus HaYochid is going to have a din of a Makom Patur, just like Rishus HaRabim. In other words, the Rashba is saying that the din of Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad L'Rakia only applies when it's a walled enclosure. But if it's not a walled enclosure, it's just a pillar that has the proper dimension of Rishus HaYochid, that does not have the din of Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad L'Rakia. That's the answer that the Rashba gives to Tosfos' question. From this answer we see, the Hanacha, that there is no din of Rishus HaYochid when you have a pillar or a back-shaped thing that does not have the actual walled enclosure around it. We don't see it. It's a cube. The walls are on the bottom. You do not see them on the top. So therefore, it does not have the din of Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad L'Rakia. Chaim Briska in the Sefer Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, asks a question on this answer of the Ramban. And he brings a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah over there says the following. A person who has a Sukkah that's higher than Esrim Amma, but he built a platform in the Sukkah that was 10 Tvachim tall, and it has Zayin al Zayin, which because that's the proper size to be a Sukkah. So he has 10 Tvachim by 7 by 7 Tvachim. Do you say that it has a locha of a kosher Sukkah or not? So the Gemara says, what does it depend on? Sovra Abaye Lameimar, good Asik Mechitzta. Abaye wanted to say that we view this platform as if the sides of the platform were extended upward past the surface of the platform, all the way to the schach. It's as if I created myself a virtual sukkah. Now, to understand exactly what's going on over here, we must give a little bit of introduction. The halacha is that a person who creates a Rishus HaYochid must create a mechitza. He must create a partition. However, there are two kinds of partitions, as we said before. There's a partition that's an actual physical partition, a person who's surrounded by walls. And that is a partition where it's on the bottom, where it's around the cube. Let's say a person builds a box. The box, like we said before, is 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim wide. There are walls there, but the walls are not enclosing anything. The walls are under the surface. However, it's a conceptual partition. It's not a real partition. It's more something that we can imagine. And Chazal tell us, through Halacha L'Maaseh Sinai, through Torah Shebaal Peh, that there are certain partitions that are acceptable for the purpose of creating a Rishus HaYochid, even though we do not actually see them. Some examples of this, one is the concept of Lavud, that a halachic filling in of a space between a solid area that's less than 3 tefachim apart has a din of a mechitza as well. And there's many other halachas to Rishus HaPesach by Erev and Pitikra. But without going into all these halachas, one of the concepts that we find spoken at in Chazal is the concept of good asik. Good asik means an upward extension of a mechitza, even though you do not see it, but it's a conceptual thing. A person has a cube, the cube has walls. We view as if you slid those walls upward, and you created yourself a virtual mechitza, a virtual partition of 10 tefachim, and it would continue indefinitely upward, and everything in that space would be called within the Rishus HaYochid. Now, as we mentioned before, the Ramban is telling us that that does not apply to a Rishus HaYochid. So, Reb Chaim Briska says, we see in the Gemara in Sukkah, that Abaye was trying to tell us that if a person builds a platform in a Sukkah that's too tall, it should be as if the size of his platform was slid upwards to the Schach, as if he created a virtual Sukkah. So you do see that you have the concept of Gerasik. And you don't say that only the surface is Rishus HaYachad. No, you say it extends upward. So Reb Chaim goes on to answer this question in a different way. We would like to suggest a possible alternative to the Shaila. The halacha that we said before, that if a person has a virtual mechitza, and the mechitza slides upwards, that's only as far as certain halachas are concerned. For example, in a sukkah, a person has to have four walls and schach. There's no halacha that the inside of the sukkah has to be transformed into a rishus hayochid. It can stay rishus haram for all practical purposes. As long as a person is surrounded by walls and he has schach, there's no problem over here. By Shabbos, it would be different. By Shabbos, I actually have to transform the Rishus from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid. I'm actually trying to use good Asik to effect and to cause something more than just sliding the walls up. By the fact that I'm sliding the walls up, I now want to have the effect of four walls, which does what? Which creates a Rishus HaYochid of Shabbos. So if my whole point is just to have walls, which is all you need by Sukkah, so then I understand how you can say good Asik. But if my point is that I'm trying to transform the airspace that's above this omer, above this pillar, or above this cube, into a Rishus HaYochid, by creating these virtual walls, that already is taking it an extra step, and that would not apply according to the way the Ramban is saying over here, and the Rashba is bringing in his name. So again, as far as the halachas of Shabbos are concerned, we can understand that the Ramban and the Rashba hold that you cannot create Rishus HaYochid Oyla Adla Rekia through Gerasik, because it's not going to be able to transform the airspace over the cube into a Rishus HaYochid. However, as far as the halachas of Sukkah are concerned, where all you need is just to have the walls themselves virtually there, as if you slid them up, that you can do as far as Sukkah is concerned, because all you need is the wall. You don't have to transform the inside into a Rishus HaYochid. Even if the inside will stay Rishus HaRabim, it's just fine as far as Sukkah is concerned. Right? Many people build the sukkah and Rishus HaRabim. No problem. You put your walls, you have schach, it's not an issue. Now, obviously, you're going to tell me, no, that transformed the Rishus HaYochid. True. But if it wouldn't transform into Rishus HaYochid, it would also be the same thing. It does not have anything to do with it, because all I need to have is walls. Someone pointed out that the Chazon Ish, in the back of Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, has gilyonis, he has notations, and over there, he seems to be saying a similar vart. I'm not going to say it's exactly what he means, but along these lines. That the point of sukkah is that I need to have four walls. If I need to have four walls, then I can have a good asik wall. I can have a conceptual partition through the concept of good asik, as if it's a vertically raised wall, as if I slid up the walls from the side and I extended them upward. That will help me for sukkah. As far as Rishus HaYochid, where I actually have to create and transform the inside of this Rishus into a Rishus HaYochid in order to be chayav, that I cannot do. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us, so if a person threw from Rishus HaRabim, and it traveled into a Makom Ptur, not only did it travel through a Makom Ptur, according to Ramban, it actually is still now in a Makom Ptur. It landed on an Amud, it landed on a box, on a cube. The cube itself has a dimension of Rishus HaYochid, however, it does not have the ability to transform the airspace above it into a Rishus HaYochid. So I threw it out of a Makom Chiv, it landed on a Makom Chiyav, however, the item itself is found in the airspace of a Makom Ptur. So what's the question of the Gemara? Why should you be Chayav? So obviously the question is no, because the bottom of it is touching the cube. It's touching the actual surface of Rishus HaYochid. So do you say the fact that it's touching is considered a Hanocha and Rishus HaYochid, and even though it traveled through a Makom Ptur, but right now it's touching, so it's Chayav? The same thing like the Gemara says in Davog, that there is no difference if it traveled through a Makom Ptur or not. Or do you say no, that there's no difference if it traveled through a Makom Ptur is only if at the end of the day it's completely in the Rishus HaYochid. But if the item itself is only touching Rishus HaYochid, but the item itself, the bulk of the item is in the airspace of a Makom Ptur, then you're going to be Potter. So that would be the suffix that the Gemara is saying over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.